City fines for illegal or overtime parking jumped from $10 to $20 under the council's action. Councilmember K.J. Harris made the motion to approve the parking fine increase.
I think it's pretty basic. You park a car too long, you park a car in the wrong spot, you're going to pay for it. And you're going to pay harder than you do now. So if you don't want to get paid, you don't want a fine, don't park there.
The ordinance approved by the council also increases fines for drivers who illegally park in spaces reserved for people with disabilities. Those fines would escalate with each subsequent violation, ranging from $150 for the first violation to $500 for a fourth violation. Councilmember Dick Coos hopes the increased fines will act as a deterrent.
This might help to those people that would like to just park in one space all day and get a $10 fine. And we probably ought to be considering two tickets a day or a ticket every hour if they want to play the game.
Coos says the council should also look at implementing tickets for individuals who take up more than one parking spot. The council voted 6-1 in favor of the increased parking fines. Councilmember Marty West cast the sole no vote. Also Thursday night, the council rejected for a second time a 5-minute limit on the time that an individual may speak during the public comment portion of council meetings. West, who opposed the individual's speaking limit previously, made the motion to reconsider the council's past vote. She says she still opposed the measure, but decided it was only fair to allow the council to vote on the issue a second time since some council members were not in attendance at the time the speaking limit was rejected.
I think that's our job, is to listen to people when they come to the podium. There's sometimes when I see people approach that I know, and it just, you know, makes me nauseous, thinking that we're going to hear 30 minutes of the same sentence over and over again and over and over again.
West says some people are less skilled at public speaking and therefore take longer to make their point. Harris also spoke against the time limit.
I think it's very important that we listen to these folks. And I know for a fact quite a number of the public that come up here to talk made that decision maybe 20 minutes before the meeting starts. Well, I'm going to do it. And they get up there and they stumble over what they're talking about because they're not public speakers. And I think it behooves us as councilmen, we were put here to listen to the public and hear what they got to say.
Councilmember Bob Sievertson spoke in favor of instituting the time limit.
I think that is just a tool that the mayor and the council can use. I don't think it's going to hamper anybody's right of free speech. If they come prepared, they can usually get to the point in that amount of time. And the mayor has the option to let him continue. But it also gives him the tool that in the 5 minutes he can say, well, you know, let's get this point, let's get it wrapped up. And also it allows the council to allow more time by consensus. So I don't think this is limiting free speech in any manner.
Sievertson says other communities have imposed speaking limits with little problems. The council ultimately voted down the public comment restrictions. Sievertson was the only council member to vote in favor of the measure. In other business, the council voted to place two bond propositions on this October's municipal ballot. Voters would be asked to spend up to $7.2 million on a new fire station and another $5.2 million on a new municipal library. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.